joined here with assistant coach Todd Richardson here in our post-game show. And congratulations on the win here tonight. It wasn't pretty at times. The delay really held things back for you guys, a 32-minute delay, but in the end, it was well worth the wait to get a victory.
Yeah, you know, the kids stayed focused inside the locker room in that delay. It kind of set us back a little bit, but kind of gave us an extra few minutes as a coaching staff to go over a few last-minute changes, so it played out in the end.
Yeah, it did, and your first two drives, you had to be pretty happy with that. Taking the wind, of course, the wind played a huge factor in this game, especially in the first half tonight, and marching down the field and getting a fourth and ten pass play to Wyatt Hayes, and it ended up being a kind of a workload big time tonight for Hayes.
Yeah, the kids executed when he needed to. Wyatt's kind of one of those backs that we can fall back onto regardless of the down and distance, running or passing, so he came up big for us right there.
Well, didn't know that Joe Ybarra, one of their leading utility players, running back, can catch the ball as well. He was out of the game tonight, but they had a pretty good backup in Gray Hatfield who rushed the ball pretty hard. But in the way, you guys really did a pretty good job of really containing him other than their one touchdown run that they had. And he was a tough running back to bring down.
Yeah, you know, coming into the game, we didn't know that their starting running back, he was out. That was kind of a big surprise to us. But just like weeks past, defense comes out, they know the job that they need to get done, and took care of business again this week.
Once again, assistant coach Todd Richardson joining us here. The defense doing pretty good. You had to kind of change some players in and out at the beginning there to start, and at left guard there with an absence of one player tonight, and ended up being Sam Irwin and, of course, Cale Goodman. And I thought they did a pretty good job of sticking with Goodman the rest of the night. And, you know, he held his ground against some of the bigger guys from Wellington.
Yeah, coming into the game, replacing that guard position, Sam was the starter. Then we decided to go with Cale throughout the game. Cale naturally being a fullback, not really knowing the position inside and out like we would want. But he came in, yeah, and held his own throughout the game. We were pleased overall with his performance.
Well, 6-0 on the year, a nice feeling to get there, but it's kind of like starting a brand new season next week. Last year of a three-team district, and it's going to be Colby coming to town. Yes, they're going to have a two-game losing streak coming in, but they still have a lot of weapons around him.
Yeah, Colby they have good, talented athletes. The record really doesn't mean anything to us, you know, starting out 6-0, but we have a great group of leaders. The kids are very humble regardless of their record, so it'll be a dogfight next week too.
Tonight, you knew Wellington was going to be a better team, but man, it was a pretty physical game on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm. I would say leading up to this point, Wellington, even last year, Wellington was one of the most physical games we had all year. We knew they were going to be big, tough, want to come out and hit you, and I think they proved that tonight. We just executed when we needed to.
All right, Scott Sady winning in here 28-6 over Wellington tonight. 6-0 Beavers on the air hosting Colby next week. Coach, thanks again for the post-game interview, and warm up and dry out a little bit, I guess. Have a good weekend.
Yes, I appreciate it, Adam. Thanks.